It's a good start. Oh, got it. You look familiar. Have you been on one of the forum meetings or something?
Jelly Social.
Jelly Social, that's it.
Yes.
I said, you look so familiar.
Yeah. Yes. So we co-facilitate that monthly networking event with Jelly Social. So
yes. A recognizer.
Hey, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Great.
I think I'm just going to shift my computer so that I can be on the light. Maybe that might help my angle lighting.
Oh, gosh. Ooh, it's a hot day today. That's great. Oh my gosh, my hair looks like a fucking. It's really how my hair looks. Jesus. Give me a chance to shut my hair a little bit. It's nice in my house. Oh, the color looks really nice, babe. Oh, she must be outside me, outside the backyard. Tell her. She'll be very quiet when she walks in. She's in the backyard then. Can you check out the garbage, make sure they're not full? Down there? Thank you, babe. You're such a good help. Appreciate it.
I think that's a little bit better.
Yeah, much better, much better.
Yeah. Yes. So, Josephine, how are you doing today?
Good, good. How are you doing?
I heard you talking about the weather. It is a nice day.
It is. Today. It's still humid, but it's nice. It's nice.
Yes. Yes.
I'd rather have this than the cold winter months.
Sign me up any day, anytime. Yes. So fun. Mohammed, I think if you did message me on Slack, for some reason I'm logged on to Slack on a different account, so can you search my name? Yeah, I got you here. Yeah, so message me here. Whereabouts are you located, Josephine?
Toronto, Ontario.
Okay.
Yeah, not far from you. You're Brampton, right?
Yeah, Brampton.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. And do you go to any, like, other networking groups and stuff like that?
Yeah, I've done one I've done, like, the forum. The forum is one of them.
Okay.
I've joined, like, the accelerator programs, like the Spark, the Commutative. Like a whole bunch of other companies that I've joined that are supported by the government.
Yeah.
Courses, you know?
Yes.
So I mean, it's free. So I attend whatever as much as I can to get networking done. Yes, totally.
Yeah. And so your core business, what is it?
It's basically connecting businesses with consumers that have availability in different industries. We're going to be like the multi-service of services on one platform, like daycare, senior care, medical. We have beauty, people in the beauty industry, like makeup artists, cosmetologists. We just want to get businesses on board that don't have the means of marketing themselves or have a booking system. We're going to be doing that for them by joining our platform. I mean, you can register your business for free. We're in the process of releasing a booking system, which is the cheapest in the industry. We're going to be launching in a couple of weeks. It's like $25 annually for businesses, like I said, that don't have the social media and the booking system available. We're going to do that for them on their behalf at an affordable price.
Okay. Yeah. That's awesome. So your company is called No More,
Waitlist.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, I read the the company description, saying that, you know, you're dedicating it to your dad. And I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, people can resonate with the story. But through the course of life, no matter where you are, I used to hear my colleagues or my family say, I can't find this, I can't find that. I said, you know what? There's nothing like this in the market. Like, we do have people that have, like, you know, the health industry, but that's all they have. I want to do the whole thing. Like, people go one place, they look what they're looking for, and that's it. So we're trying to get businesses on board to register. It doesn't cost to post their business. It's actually for free. They want to join the booking plan, they can. If not, but our goal is to get as many businesses as we can in those categories that we're targeting, because we have like 15 categories.
And is it dedicated to like looking at more like senior care in that way, or is it
We have senior care, that's one of the categories, but like I said, we have 15 categories. Beauty, senior care is one of them, child care, we have clinics, we have natural practitioners. Nobody ever targets natural practitioners, so we target people, and we have mobile health care on one of the categories. So if you're a provider that provides mobile health care, get yourself registered, because it's ever since COVID, mobile health care has increased like 400%, I heard. So just want to get business know that we're valid business. We're in Toronto, Ontario. We're 100% Canadian. Because a lot of people who do this is mostly Americans and mostly do medical, but we're not American. We're 100% Canadian. So, and we're passionate about what we're doing because it's dedicated to our father. So I'm not here. I just want to convince business, come on board. It doesn't cost anything to register. If you want to join, like I said, join our book and you join. It's up to you, your discretion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I love it. I love it.
Yeah. It's going to be easy for our women too. You go one place, you book a hair salon, you book a daycare, you book a medical service. Buy something for your parents, senior care. So
yeah, so the platform is already launched. And
We launched in November 2020. We have over 1,300 businesses across Canada. We're national. So
And so you get a transaction fee. How does your business model work?
Well, no, basically right now, businesses can register and post their business. And then, like I said, we're launching a booking system, which they have to go in. They have to go in and pay for it before joining. And then we get them part of the booking system.
Yeah.
Well, but that's
I think it's so right now, it's just a freemium kind of model.
Yeah, it's a free, like you can post it for free and then you can join our fee structure. Like we don't call it referral fee. We just call it a booking system fee. And it's a one flat fee and it's not expensive at all.
Yeah.
But we do have a second fee as well, $50 for businesses that do have social media, they do have a booking system, and we can actually book appointments through their booking system if they use our platform too. That's the other thing. It saves up, you know, the system. So we have two features, one that don't have a booking system and one they do have a booking system. So,
yeah. And I love it. And so part of it is like, you can integrate your own tools into the platform as well.
Yes. Your own calendar, booking calendar, yes. If you do have one. And then if you know, let's say if you come full, you don't take new patients, you make yourself not available, then it gives another business opportunity to get the clients. You know what I'm saying? So we also added that because we want to make sure that everybody gets fair access to new clientele.
That's awesome. Congrats. And I'm happy to share this with our community here, and as well, if where you want to put something in our newsletter or anything like that, we could definitely share that way as well.
No, that'd be great. Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. What was your name?
I'm Chris Beth.
You're Chris Beck, so, right?
Yeah.
So, just wanted to be like, sure I get the right person.
Yeah, so like Elizabeth, but Chris Beth, I tell people.
Oh, okay. I thought to myself, is she calling herself Chris or something else? Thank you, Chris.
Not a problem. Yeah, and you said November last year it launched?
2020. We've been around over a year. And then when COVID sort of subsided a little bit in January, we got the highest traffic since we started in January of this year.
And what about conversions? I'm curious how you're tracking that.
Well, I keep track of all the bookings of appointments. We do keep a copy of every copy that they book.
Yeah,
I don't think we can keep track of that because you have an option to call the business or do the booking. So the booking ones, we do keep emails on. That's how we keep statistics going forward.
Yeah.
You see their comments and see what their kind of services. And we have like 1,200 mental professionals across Canada right now. They take on patients. There's no shortage there. Like they can take them today or the next week or whatever.
Yeah. No, that is awesome. I love it. Definitely an inspirational story. So is this all self-funded and developed?
Yeah, I actually self-funded, my family and I, and we actually got some affiliates now on the platform. We got Dr. Ho affiliate, and we have Indigo as well. So they're going to help us a little bit with their any orders that come through our platform. And like I said, we're launching a booking system, 2-fee structure in a couple of weeks, hopefully. And we're going to contact all the businesses that we currently have on the platform and also post it on our website as well.
That's awesome. That is awesome. I'm excited. And the 15 categories, I don't know if business consulting fits into one of them, but we definitely love to explore and see if it's a fit for Empowered as well to promote.
Yeah, we have business consulting I don't know if we have business consulting per se, but I know some people use it under the senior care. They do like consulting for seniors who want to transition from their from their home to another, retirement home.
Mm.
And we have, because every category that we have subcategories.
Okay.
Well, for example, like if you're a daycare, you do home child care, or you do like your daycare center. You get to choose a subcategory that really describes your business. And then we have a description box that you put more detailed information about your business. And what we do is we look at it to make sure it looks nice and pretty. And then we post it. They send a welcome email. That's about it. It's a user-friendly system. We make sure that all the instructions are attached to the platform, step-by-step process. So.
Okay. Let me just close my window. And, Mohammed, I'm ready when I come back.
Sure. Okay.
Josephine, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Awesome.
We'll be going live in 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Crispet Cowie. I am the founder of Empowered FX, a business training and consulting firm focused and specializing in social enterprise setup, growth, and helping entrepreneurs really adopt sustainable practices, whether or not you're running a for-profit or non-profit, looking at the social enterprise model. If you're running a for-profit, we want to encourage you to really build from a place of impact, so really turning your for-profit entity into a purpose-driven business. And we're really excited because this platform, BizGrams, our daily show where we get an opportunity to meet dynamic entrepreneurs. And today we have a very special guest, Josephine, the founder of No More Waitlist. I love it.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Hey, thank you so much for being with us. Yes, thank you. So Josephine, welcome to our platform. And we want to just say thank you for being here with us this morning. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who or what inspired you to begin your entrepreneurial journey.
Well, basically, I'm a single parent. I worked for different industries and my major role was customer service. And we were trained in those companies to make sure the customer was always satisfied with the service we were providing at all times. And then through the course of my life, no matter where you are in any industry, I used to hear my family, my friends say, colleagues say, I can't find daycare. I can't find senior care. And then when my dad got really sick later in life, he struggled to find the healthcare services that he really needed. And then when he passed away in 2019, I just basically said, there's nothing out there that actually helps families locate services on one platform. Because right now you go on Google, and it's very daunting to find stuff on Google. So that's when I decided to myself, I'm going to develop a platform, memory of my dad. and call it No More Waitlist, where the people go and locate multi-services they're looking for based on lifestyle needs and health needs they require.
Hey, I think that is truly wonderful and definitely an inspirational story, you know, taking from your own experience, you know, I had a chance to read your bio a little, you know, the struggle that your own family in finding the care that, you know, you were looking for your dad, and your solution is not just here to help today, but I can see the impact for future generations. So congratulations to you.
Thank you,
for stepping into this space as well. And so tell us a little bit more about No More Waitlist. What is it all about and who's it for?
So basically it's for businesses in different categories. We're targeting various industries, not just the medical industry, or individual health professionals. We're also dealing with senior care, daycare, the beauty industry, cannabis medical clinics, natural practitioners. So if you're out there and that have open appointments, you're taking on new clientele or patients, go on our website and just register. It doesn't cost anything to register your business at this time. So it makes sense to join because people are trying to find services on one platform. And that's the issue that we're finding is that they're having difficulty locating these services. So we're trying to make it easier for day-to-day Canadians to find the services that they require in one platform.
Hey, that is wonderful. And I know one of the things that you're passionate about and that really comes from this business and the vision that you have is helping and talking to entrepreneurs about getting their branding out and why they should join a platform like yours. So just elaborate a little bit more. Tell us about Why is it so important to plug into a platform like yours?
Because after, you know, I mean, basically through the years, people always had difficulty locating services, but now because of COVID, it's more difficult than ever. A lot of people are having the challenge of looking for services and they can't locate services. It makes sense. If you do have availability, you get the transparency on our platform that you deserve if you have availability. And that's what customers are looking for. You know, they want to be able to go to one place and say, oh, this person's able to take me right away without the long wait times. I love it. They have a choice to call the business or send them an email, and they have an option to book an appointment with the business directly. You know, that's why people like the platform, that they can resonate with our story. Because, and when, like I said, we're 100% Canadian. We're targeting various industries, and we can change those industries anytime based on the needs of Canadians, what they require through the course of now in the future to come. So,
hey, I love that. And it's beautiful to know that you are listening to the consumers as well. They're saying we need, and your business is built in such a way that you can respond very quickly to the need and onboard service providers and practitioners in those various aspects as well. I think what you have done is truly inspirational. So talk to us a little bit more about your entrepreneurial journey. You know, you're now running this what will be considered a tech company in this way. So, you know, what were some of the challenges that you have experienced along the way and the lessons that you've learned through this process?
Yeah, I mean, the challenge was, you know, to find somebody to develop the website and put my reality into a real vision. So lucky for me, I hired a gentleman named Luigi Palamo. He's a Mr. Smart Web in Toronto, Ontario. And he just put everything together for me. It's like, once I saw that, my platform, I just started to cry. I was just like, oh my God, you actually got the vision. I can't believe it. You know, that's the first thing. And then the second challenge is getting businesses to say, to register, because, you know, they think, you know, I'm not a valid business, or that, you know, this is another scam. It's not another scam, right? It's convincing them that this is a legitimate business. We're in Toronto, Ontario. We're 100% Canadian. And we definitely want to welcome all the businesses out there in those categories I mentioned, and more so, which I can mention all of them, there's just 15 of them, but just, you know, even as a consumer, just go register as well. We do have registration for them for free, because down the road, once we get enough businesses, we will be sending them emails, let them know which businesses have joined on our platform. Like, we have so much we want to do going forward, but we just want to get the businesses on board first. Yeah.
Hey, I think that is truly wonderful. And I love when I see two-sided marketplace and platforms like yours, you know, there is that focus to drive traffic, right, to build the database of the service providers. Because one of the things that I've also seen is that customers go onto the site and there isn't anything for them. So I think it's really important and effective in the way that you're building this platform, getting that mass practitioners, professionals on there, as well as the consumers plugging in as well. So to date, share some of the accomplishments, you know, milestones that you've had, and then the lessons that you've learned through those.
Yeah, well, we have like over 1,300 businesses across Canada right now. And our major companies that register are the mental health care professionals. So if you're in need of mental health, please go on our platform. They have available across Canada. They can take you on immediately without the long wait time. So that's what we're really proud of, the mental health category that we have developed, the networking we have developed with our partners there. So there's always a challenge. Like I said, it takes time for people to understand the platform maybe, or they just want to, you know, get time to think about it. But like I said, I'm here. I'm very transparent. I always provide my phone number on my emails, or you can contact me through email. Whatever, any questions you might have, please, you know, let me know. I'm here to answer all of them for you.
Hey, that's wonderful. And I know you mentioned the mental health place being portion of the website being very popular, and the support is there. And I know we just came out of a lockdown. I'm hearing crazy talks of a potential another lockdown, please no. But, you know, mental health is definitely a priority and a need that we saw rose during the pandemic. So if you're looking at us and listening today or later in the future, definitely take advantage of the No Wait List website. And later on in the show, Josephine will tell us where we can find all of the information to plug in and get the helps that we need. So Josephine, what advice do you have for, you know, up and coming entrepreneurs who perhaps are, you know, struggling to get started? And for those who are, you know, started and trying to figure out how to navigate problems they're experiencing?
Well, basically what I say to them is be ready. You know, this is like a full-time job. You know, you have to be passionate about what you're doing, because if you don't have the passion, don't even start. Because passion is what gets me going every day. The emails I get from people, how they resonate with our story, that keeps me going on a day-to-day basis. So, and then, you know, be prepared. You're going to have people that are going to reject you. And that's part of the industry. They might accept you and reject you. They might not understand what you're trying to do, but don't give up. If you believe in what you're doing, just go ahead. Don't give up. Just keep going ahead.
Hey, I love it. I love it. And for whether or not you're starting or you're ongoing on this journey, those advice definitely useful. And to your point of, you know, the passion and the belief so needed on a day-to-day basis, because there are days, I can tell you, where you just feel like, what am I doing?
Trust me, I have those days too. I say, come down to earth. Relax.
One of my mentors recently sent a meme, and the guy is sitting on a staircase thinking about, oh my goodness, I want to quit. And then the image zoned, so it was zoned in on him on this specific space, and then it zoned out and it says, look how far you've come, right? And how far you need to go. Don't quit before you get to there, right? So, it takes time. It takes the determination. But yeah, I think when you know your why, and I think you shared your story, you know, this business being birthed out of a personal need, and then being able to use that as fuel to the fire on a day-to-day basis. Yes, that is wonderful. That is wonderful.
You know, another thing I would say to people, you know, pat yourself on the back. Just do it for yourself. Just say, you know what? You did an amazing job. Just be proud of it. You know, we don't do that enough. You know, we don't give yourself credit. That's the other issue. Yeah, I don't scare myself. I keep reminding myself, you know what? I did pretty good on my own.
Valid. I'll give myself another pat.
Just give it, or hug yourself. That's what I'm
saying. Yes. I love it. And helps. You know, it is about this as well. I know one of the spaces we did get connected is through Jelly Social Network.
That's right.
Event. And so talk to us a little bit about how networking has helped you, you know, build additional perhaps confidence in your business, build community around your business, and, you know, has it helped you grow as well?
Well, I mean, the fact that these networking not only show that we make new friends, new relationships, but they see you as a legitimate business. That's very important in today's market, you know. And through those network, I did find a couple of businesses that were able to register on my platform. Once I explained to them, they had time to think about it, and they actually came back and registered. So it may not happen right away, but it does happen. But the one thing you have to do is always make sure you're networking. And not, you just don't attend the meetings, but you have to actually send emails to those people and say, listen, join my platform. This is what I do. You know, you have to follow up with those kind of things. You can't just stop at the meeting itself. No.
Yes. No, that is valid. Thank you so much for sharing. I'm curious, have there been any resources, books, movies, you know, any inspiration that has helped you, you know, navigate and grow through your business?
Well, I don't know about books, but I did write, you know, the Elvis movie. I know my mom used to make me watch Elvis shows and movies in the 70s and 80s at those times. So, you know, she was my inspiration because she was definitely a single mom. She had four girls to take care of. And watching Elvis brings a lot of good memories to me. Yes, and the movie itself now, it's amazing. It really captures his true essence and the life that Elvis lived kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Definitely an inspiration. I'll have to check that out.
You have to check it out. It's an amazing movie.
Yeah, okay. Is it on Netflix?
No, it's on the movie theaters now.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm a little disconnected about what's happening in theaters. It's been a minute. But
thank you. It'll be Netflix in the future. Who knows?
Yes, thank you for sharing. So I'm curious in terms of, you know, where folks can learn more about you, your story. If you want to take a moment, tell them where they can find information about No More Waitlist.
Yeah, you just type in nomorewaitlistpearl.net and it comes up immediately and you'll see our platform right there. And all you do is just register for your business if you do in those categories I mentioned. And if there's a subcategory that's missing, because I know I try to capture as many categories, subcategories I can, let me know. And I can add them, and not a problem. We're very here to, like, for example, I had a veterinarian clinic that came on board. I didn't have one. I put veterinarian. Why not? I mean, people, you know, their pets are like their children, right? So we're quite open to adding any kind of subcategories for any businesses that feel they should be on our platform. Please contact us at nomorewaitlist@yahoo.com or info@nomorewaitlist.net. We're always here. Or you can always contact even through our website there. If you have any technical issues or any other general questions as well. So
hey, that is wonderful. Josephine, this has been an absolute privilege and pleasure having you on the show. My final question for you, you know, we talk a lot about business and navigating and growing. What is something that you do for yourself to express self-love in a phonetical way? And phonetical is my word, so I'll tell you what it means. So fun and epic combined for great or small adventures that are memorable and impactful. So how do you express self-love in a phonetical way?
How do I express self-love? That's really a good question. I think, you know, sharing with your family and your friends is very important on a day-to-day basis. You know, make sure you always... And like networking is also another thing I like to share. I think everybody who talks to me says to me, I can feel your love and I can feel your passion. That's great because I want it to spread, you know, as long as you spread that, I think that's what you can do for the world and for yourself as well.
Hey, that is wonderful. Thank you so much. This has been an absolute fun and, you know, I feel the love. So to you, I'm sending you off with lots of love for today and beyond. And keep doing the amazing work. And we will definitely share No More Waitlist to our community, knowing that it is such a vital tool. You mentioned you Google something and thousands of things come up for you. And that's love having that centralized space and hub whereby you can find the support in a very timely and effective way. And I know, do you want to tell people about your upcoming bookings?
Yes, sure.
Yes.
We're going to be releasing an upcoming booking. It's not a referral, and it's actually called booking. And what happens is we're going to be supporting businesses in two tiers of fees. The first fee is $25 annually, which is the cheapest in the industry. For businesses that don't have social media, they don't have a booking system. So we want to be the booking system for them. And we also have a second tier fee of $50 annually for businesses that do have a booking system where people could go in, use and book their appointments through that business. And we also want to put them on a high-end tier of search model as well, because they can put the city and the services that people are looking for. And then we also can put one of their blogs as well on our social media to connect both ourselves and that business as well on our platform.
Hey, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. E4X community, all of this information will be coming to you. We'll make sure and check out the description below and go to our website, sign up for our newsletter. We will definitely be figuring out how to make sure that Josephine's platform, no more wait lists. You don't have to wait any longer. You get in queue and you get checked off right away.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a wonderful day. Take
care.
You
too, Chris. Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.